review Erevin Daf Nun Aleph. Amar Shvi Sasi Biyikaro, Mahalich Mimakam Ragla Vadikaro Alpai Mamon. The Mishnah said if a traveler notices a tree within 2,000 amos of where he's standing, he could designate the base of the tree as his Makam Shvisa, and then he could walk all the way home if the tree is within 2,000 amos of his house. So Rava qualifies that Vuhudachi Rayat Biyikaro Mati, that would only work if when he declared the base of the tree as his Makam Shvisa, he could have gotten there before Shabbos. When the Mishnah said it was getting dark, it just means that he couldn't make it all the way home before dark, or that if he walks slowly he can't make it to the tree before dark, but running quickly he can make it to the tree before dark. Parenthetically, the Gemara tells a story where Rav Yosef relied on Rabbah's knowledge of a certain landmark to make it a Makom Shvisa, and Rabbah quoted Rav Yosef as holding that somebody who doesn't recognize a landmark can rely on somebody who does. However, the Gemara concludes that Rav Yosef never said it, and Rabbah only said it in his name, so that Rav Yosef would accept it, Mishum de Rav Yosef Nimukayimo. Rav Yosef always has a logical approach, and we therefore pass on like him. So he thought if he passes it off as something that Rav Yosef said, so then it was going to become accepted. Hani al payim amah hechon ksivan. The source for 2,000 amos, says the Tchum Shabbos, is from the words al yetzei ish mimekomo, which through a series of gzeres shavas we associate with the pasuk that describes the cities of Levium and says about the empty area around them, umadosa mechutz le'ir as pa'as kedma al payim ba'amah, to teach that the limit of a Tchum is 2,000 amos. We don't learn the Tchum to be 1,000 amos from mikirir v'chutza elef amah, because the word chutzah is slightly different than the word chutz, which we associate with Tchum Shabbos. Even though we don't always require the words of Gzeres Shavah to be identical, like in Veshava Kohen Uvaha Kohen, they're entirely different words, when we do have the possibility of learning from an identical word, we'd rather use the identical word than a word that's not identical. Alpayim ama agulos, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the Tchum is measured as a circle with a 2,000 amma radius, or as a square with a 4,000 amos on each side. At first, and therefore you're marviach l'makom akron, at first, the Gemara thinks that using the Oral Levim as a source would indicate that it's measured as a square, since it says pa'as, corners. But Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus can simply respond that the pasuk by Oral Levim specifically says zeh, to teach that only the Oral Levim are measured with a square, not Tchum Shabbos. According to the Rabbanan, that the Tchum is measured as a square, Rav Acher B'Yakov points out that a person is only chayev for carrying 5.6 amos in Rosh Hashanah, which would be the equivalent of the diagonal of a square based on 4 amos. Similarly, Rav Papa said that an area is only Rosh Hashanah if it has a 4x4 tefach square. Amar Rabbi Meir, Anu ein lanu ela ani. There is a machlokes tanaim in our Mishnah whether an ani can verbally make a place his makom shvisa without actually putting out food, or even an ashir can do so. The Gemara records a machlokes amurayim as to which case the tanaim argue about. Amar Rav Nachman machlokes b'makomi. Rav Nachman holds that the entire machlokes tanaim is only when he tries to make the eruv in his current location, but when he designates a landmark as his eruv, all agree we would only allow this for an ani, not for an ashir. Rav Chista amar machlokes makom ploni. Chistol, the entire machlokas is when designating a landmark, but if he's making the place that he's currently standing into his makom shvisa, everybody agrees that both rich and poor can do so without using food. There's nothing better than being there. The Gemara brings two proofs from Nachman's opinion. First, a brisa mentions machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda with regard to an usher being present at the place that he wants to make his makom shvisa, indicating, like Rav Nachman, that the entire machlokas is when he tries to make his eruv in the place that he's currently standing. Parenthetically, in this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda proves that even an ashir, defined as somebody who has access to food, can make the eruv without any food from the fact that the needy people, who as Rashi explains, did have some food at home, and therefore they were considered ashirim, would make an eruv with their presence and without any food in order to extend their tchum to the location that free raisins and dried figs were being distributed, and that was something they were interested in because they were somewhat needy. Second, Rayat Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Namideka. The Mishnah on tomorrow's daf seems to prove Rav Nachman to be correct. The Mishnah said that a person who started to walk from one city to another, that's 4,000 amos away, with the intention of making the 2,000 amos mark his makom shvisa, but then didn't end up walking to the other city, Rabbi Yehuda holds a still kona shvisa in between the cities, since he's considered an ani while he's on the road and can therefore designate a landmark as his eruv. All the people who were still home when Shabbos started and are therefore considered ashirim are not kona shvisa at the 2,000 amos mark. Rav taught halachic Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. At first, Rabbi Rav Chanan would establish an eruv verbally, relying on Rav Chista's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that even an usher can establish a Shabbos residence without actually being there. But once Abaye pointed out that we have brises, two brises to support Rav Nachman's understanding that all Tanaim agree that an usher cannot establish an eruv from afar, Rabbi Rav Chanan changed his mind from his original psak.